You know more because you start your day with Andrew McKay, the Pensacola Morning News, 5 till 9 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Yes, as a superintendent said, for today. And yes, as the superintendent said, we were fully covered yesterday, and the same for today, and we're in a good position moving forward. You know, one of the challenges as our guardian class we have right now is actually ongoing training. We had hoped that they would be prepared for the first day of school. That got delayed a little bit, but we're in a good position where we could have an additional 14 guardians by the 23rd.
14?
Hopefully 14. There is still some
pieces
of training left.
This is Kyle Kinzer. He is the Protection Services Coordinator for the Escambia County School District, talking at the Escambia School District meeting that took place last, Thursday, I think it was, if I'm not mistaken. Joining us now, we'll talk about this a little bit, but joining us now we have Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons. He's the one who oversees the training of those guardians and, of course, the School Resource Officer program for the Escambia County Schools. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Hey, I am doing great. I know we got a lot of events we want to get to, but I want to start there just for a moment. School has started. That's every single time. It's a whole new series of challenges for your officers for patrol because of speeding and all of that kind of stuff and keeping kids safe on the buses. But as far as the School Resource Officer program goes and the Guardian program, kind of where does it stand? And I think, as Kyle mentioned, we're in the process of training another group of guardians, right?
Yeah, Kyle's right. We're constantly training guardians. We're constantly moving, you know, school resource officers in and out of schools. I say constantly, every year or so. They're going to get trained and certified, and then we'll place the SROs and train the guardians for their positions within the school district. Again, we don't talk often about exactly which schools have SROs, which ones have guardians, but I it's safe to say that we have the schools covered. And what Kyle was talking about was we do have another class of guardians that we're in the middle of training. We did have to suspend that just a little bit for COVID, but I do believe that we will be able to get that training back up and have those guardians, those additional guardians, I should say, but back in the school, back to the school district so that they can determine where they're needed.
Absolutely. And I know one of the topics that came up at the school board meeting was the question of, well, hey, what about for like after school activities and athletic contests? Could we not use guardians instead of SROs or off-duty officers? Because then, you know, maybe it's a little bit less expensive. But the reality is that guardians with very good training are still only trained for the one thing, which is to protect the school in case of an attack. They're not deputized. They're not arresting officers. And they're certainly not trained for all the multitude of things that go into keeping a crowd safe, right?
That's correct. I'm certainly not in a position to speak for the school district. That's up to them. But I can speak for the sheriff's office. And if the thought is that they'll put guardians instead of deputies or fewer deputies and replace them with guardians, I'm not going to support that. I mean, I know what these events are, you know, how big of crowds they get, and I know that, we need an appropriate amount of sworn law enforcement officers there to make sure that everyone's safe. And also make sure that my deputies are safe.
Absolutely. No, I agree. And I don't think the school board is going to move in that direction. It had just been raised by Bill Slayton as a way of maybe saving some money. And Kyle's like, no. And I think the assistant principal or the assistant superintendent was like, no, I don't think this is a good idea. So things that have happened in the last week, one of the most significant news developments in the last week has been the conclusion of the Naomi Jones homicide trial. Robert Howard found guilty. This must be a big relief to your agency to see this come to closure.
It is. You know, it's been a couple of years. This happened in 2017. And, there are things that stick with you during your career. And the phone call that I got about this 13-year-old that was missing, and then some of the follow-ups that we got immediately thereafter. We went to All Baptist Church and staged that the very next morning. And you could tell something was a little bit different about this one, because normally they would return or they would be found within a couple of hours. In this case, it was a little bit different, and obviously, as we found out later, it would take us about 3 to 4 days to actually find Naomi. We had several press conferences and asking for people to help us to find her. Unfortunately, she was not found safe. But the investigators at the sheriff's office and just the entire sheriff's office working together and piecing together the probable cause that it took to get this Robert Howard arrested and subsequently prosecuted is certainly a relief. I can't imagine the relief that Naomi's family is going through. I know that nothing can replace Naomi, but at least justice was served. And I know that the Skim County Sheriff's Office remembers Naomi. We remember the investigation, and we're very glad that he's been prosecuted and he will pay the punishment.
And to me, all of that fully agreed. And to me, there's also, I remember when she was found and we had that location, and then there was the memorial that was by that location. And I remember going there and seeing, noticing that there were businesses not right there, but that there were little ways away that had security cameras on them. And I remember calling then I think he was Major Hobbs and just saying, hey, I know you guys already know this, but just in case. He's like, oh, no, we're all over it. And, you know, the fact that you guys were so diligent in following up and investigating, it's reassuring to me to know the professionalism of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office and the capabilities that you guys have for something that is thankfully very rare. I mean, it's very rare to have kids kidnapped by strangers these days, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talked a little bit about this years ago, but we had a room full of investigators and hundreds of years of experience, and no one could remember a case here in Escambia County where a child was abducted and killed right here in Escambia County. No one has worked it, at least. And so, yeah, it's very rare. And I wouldn't say that it was a stranger because the person was seen at the apartment complex. I think that that she actually knew of him. But they certainly weren't family or friends or anything to that of that nature. But yeah, it's as you mentioned, it's very rare. Fortunately, so. It's just a relief to be able to actually find the person who's responsible for it, and again, go and make that arrest.
Absolutely. We're talking to Sheriff Chip Simmons. You guys had on your Facebook page a post of somebody who you've got a pretty good picture of. Speaking of security cameras and the value they provide, stealing catalytic converters off of cars.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people may not be aware of it, but we have had, not just Escambia County, but throughout the country, have had a rash of, these clowns will go around and they'll sneak underneath a car and they'll use a cutting tool and they'll cut the catalytic converter off of the cars and specifically trucks and even motorhomes. And then they'll take that catalytic converter because of the metal that they contain, and then they'll try to get money from that. And obviously they are getting money from that. This is not certainly the only suspect that we have. But we do have a pretty good picture of them, so we're asking if people can take a look at our Facebook page, look at this guy, and I'm sure someone will recognize him. I'm very confident that with that picture and then the information that we already have, that we'll be able to identify him. And again, he's not the only one that we have charged recently, and he's not the only one we're looking at.
You recently, it seems like you've become relatively popular with our governor, new sheriff, popular with the governor. He came to town again and gave out some money, right?
Yeah, we have a great relationship with the governor's office. This is a couple of times that he's been here in the last couple of months. When the governor's office calls and says that the governor wants to personally hand some checks out to your deputies and to say thank you to the first responders for what they've done over the last year and a half with the COVID, then you say yes. And Governor DeSantis, regardless of your politics, took the time to come to the sheriff's office and personally shake the hands and then to deliver the checks of about 15 deputies. And, again, it was well-received by our office. We understand that there are a lot of people that put in a lot of work during the COVID, this COVID thing that we're going through now. But it's first responders was given a check. And, we don't lose sight of the fact that there are also our medical professionals and a lot of other people that have worked throughout.
Absolutely. And last thing we want to finish on, I always like to finish with some good news if we can, which that's good news, obviously. But also, you guys have had a couple of outings recently in Beulah and in Mayfair, right?
Yeah, you know, we when I first took office, I looked at the Law Enforcement Trust Fund, which is the fund that we get from basically seized drug money, when we seize it. and we wanted to really push that back into the communities that have been devastated by this drug sales and trafficking. And so we have been hosting these sheriff's cookouts, and the money again is drug money. It's not general fund dollars. It's not tax dollars. It's money that we seize from the bad guys. And we had a cookout in Beulah this past Saturday, and we had a cookout in Mayfair the weekend before, and that's going to be the plan moving forward. Is we're gonna have these things on typically around August, maybe the beginning of summer, and our hope is that we can repurpose this drug money for the good of the communities.
Absolutely, go back and seed some trust and some community building with the very money that was taken from the people who are undermining that effort. It's a good plan. Chip Simmons, he is the sheriff for Escambia County. Sheriff, as always, I appreciate the time and the work that your men and women do. Thank you so much for keeping us safe.
You bet. Y'all take care. 7:50.